Chapter 18. Let us not say a word of the atrocities perpetrated at the castle of Montjuich, of the iniquitous and miserable massacre of the Novelda Republicans, of the shootings which occur daily in Manila, of the arbitrary imprisonments which are systematically made here. We wish now to say something of the respect due to the conquered, of generosity that should be shown to prisoners of war, for these are sentiments which exist even among savage people. The Cuban exiles who disembark at Cadiz are sent on foot to the distant castle of Figueras. The unfortunate exiles, apostrophe a letter from CARPIA tilde superscript 3 says, passed here barefooted and bleeding, almost naked and freezing. At every town, far from finding rest for their fatigue, they are received with all sorts of insults. They are scoffed and provoked. I am indignant at this total lack of humanitarian sentiment and charity. I have two sons who are fighting against the Cuban insurgents. But this does not prevent me from denouncing those who ill-treat their prisoners. I have witnessed such outrages upon the unfortunate exiles, that I do not hesitate to say, that nothing like it has ever occurred in Africa. Apostrophe, I do not wish what I have said concerning the Florida correspondence to be misunderstood as referring to those who are writing, and have written from the island of Cuba. They suffer from the occurs even more, than do the people of the United States who read the stories of both, and who confound the sensation mongers with those who go to find the truth at the risk of their lives. For these latter do risk their lives, daily and hourly, when they go into these conflicts looking for the facts. I have not been in any conflict, so I can speak of these men without fear of being misunderstood. They are taking chances that no war correspondents ever took in any war in any part of the world. For this is not a war, it is a state of lawless butchery, and the rights of correspondents, of soldiers and of non-combatants are not recognized. Archibald Forbes, and Ulrun Russell and Frederick Villiers had great continental armies to protect them. These men work alone with a continental army against them. They risk capture at sea and death by the guns of a Spanish cruiser, and, escaping that, they face when they reach the island the greater danger of capture there, and of being cut down by a guerrilla force, and left to die in a road, or of being put in a prison, and left to die of fever, as Govan was cut down, as Delgado died in prison, as Milton is lying in prison now, where he will continue to lie until we have a Secretary of State who recognizes the rights of the correspondent as a non-combatant, or at least as an American citizen. The fate of these three American correspondents has not deterred others from crossing the lines, and they are in the field now, lying in swamps by day and creeping between the forts by night, standing under fire by the side of GA tilde superscript 3 Mez as they stood beside Maceo, going without food, without shelter, without the right to answer the attacks of the Spanish troops, climbing the mountains and crawling across the trenches, creeping to some friendly hut for a cup of coffee, and to place their dispatches in safe hands, and then going back again to run the gauntlet of Spanish spies, and of flying columns and of the unspeakable guerrillas. When you sit comfortably at your breakfast in New York, with a policeman at the corner, and read the dispatches which these gentlemen write of Cuban victories, and their interviews with self-important Cuban chiefs, you should remember what it cost them to supply you with that addition to your morning's budget of news. Whether the result is worth the risk, or whether it is not paying too great a price, the greatest price of all, for too little, is not the question. The reckless bravery and the unselfishness of the correspondents in the field in Cuba today are beyond parallel. It is as dangerous to seek for GA tilde superscript 3 Mez as Stanley found it to seek for Livingston, and as few men return from the insurgent camps as from the Arctic regions. In case you do not read a New York paper, it is well that you should know that the names of these correspondents are Grover Flint, Sylvester Scovell and George Bronson Ray. I repeat, that as I could not reach the field, I can write thus freely of those who have been more successful. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.